A Lenten devotional for March 13th, 2020, based on 1 Corinthians 7, verses 1 to 9, by the Reverend Michael C. Gerling. I wish that all were as I myself am, but each has a particular gift from God, one having one kind and another a different kind. These words from today's scripture passage from 1 Corinthians have been words to which I've returned regularly over the past 15 years. I'm single, and the reminder that my single life is as much a gift from God as the lives of my married friends is an assurance. It's also a challenge. The Greek word translated gift in this verse is charisma. It's the same word Paul uses to describe spiritual gifts just a few chapters later in this epistle. What if we thought of our singleness or marriage less as gifts for ourselves to enjoy and more as spiritual gifts given by God through us to the church? As a single person, I've experienced the gift of married people in my community. They bring into my life a sense of stability and a rootedness in place. Sacramentally, their love and relationship point me to the love between Christ and the church. As a single person, I've also seen how my singleness makes me available to my community. That's not to say, as many think, that singleness means having more hours and energy to give. As a single person, I still need time for personal spiritual practices, for rest and recreation, and for the work of maintaining a home. Work which I do without the help of a partner. But I do bring to my community a certain flexibility and availability. I can bring single-minded attentiveness to each person I encounter and to God. Sacramentally, I can point my community to the virgins with oil in their lamps waiting for the bridegroom to come, or to the angels who with single-minded devotion never stop crying, "Holy." How is your singleness or your marriage a gift to your community? God, you generously entrust each of us with the gift of singleness or the gift of marriage. Help us to steward these gifts faithfully, that whatever our station in life, it may be a blessing to the church and to the world. We pray in the name of Christ, the bridegroom who lived in single-minded devotion to you. Amen.